Welcome to the Dr. Data Show. This is Eric Siegel, and in this episode, I'm going to narrate my article in the European Business Review, where FICO gets its data for screening two-thirds of all card transactions. The detection of fraudulent credit card transactions is an ideal candidate for the application of machine learning technology. However, in order to learn how to spot attempted fraud, such a system needs someone to tell it which historical transactions were okay and which were not. This article is excerpted from my book, The AI Playbook, Mastering the Rare Art of Machine Learning Deployment, published by the MIT Press on February 6th, audiobook also available. The book, The AI Playbook, you can find out more at its website, www.bizml.com. That's bizml.com. Okay, here is the article. Scott Zoldy fights crime across the globe. His superpower is data and an unprecedented innovative process to amass that data. He's got his work cut out for him. Every day, hordes of criminals work to exploit systemic vulnerabilities in how you and I shop. Their relentless work chips away at the very integrity of consumer commerce at large. I'm talking about fraud. Crooks obtain your card details so that they can perform a transaction and make off with the spoils. In 2021, payment card fraud losses reached $28.58 billion worldwide. The United States suffers more than any other country, accounting for more than a third of that loss. To make matters worse, fraud increased during the pandemic, in part due to the increase in card-not-present virtual transactions. Some call it the scamdemic. Scott is FICO's chief analytics officer. He oversees the world's largest scope anti-fraud operation. Day in and day out, his product Falcon screens all of the transactions made with most of the world's credit and ATM cards, 2.8 billion cards globally. With Falcon, banks and other financial institutions can instantly block suspicious purchases and withdrawals. This capability hinges on machine learning, and it demands an impressive data set. A fraud detection model must predict well, striking a tricky balance so that it recognizes a lot of fraud and yet does so without incurring too many false positives. To this end, the data must fulfill exacting requirements. If you visualize the data as a simple table, just a big spreadsheet, it must be long, wide, and labeled. Here's what I mean. One, long. You need data about real transactions, a lot of them. This list of many, many example cases from which to learn must be a long one, and by including a broad assortment of cases from around the world, the data can be representative. Each case composes a row of the data. Two, wide. You need revealing information about each case, including behavioral characteristics of both the cardholder and the merchant. These are the factors on which a model will base its predictions. Since each row enumerates all these factors, the data is also wide. Each factor composes a column of the data. Three, labeled. ML software needs to know, needs many known examples of fraud from which to learn. Prior transactions that have been designated as such. How do these cases get labeled? The fraudsters who perpetrate these crimes know which are which, but they've not so far been cooperative. This means we need humans on our side to manually label many cases. These labels typically make up the rightmost column of the data. Such a data sounds almost impossible to acquire. It could only be sourced from multiple banks across the globe. And even if you somehow convinced these institutions to cooperate and obtained a representative slew of example transactions, the fraudulent ones aren't going to label themselves. To obtain this data, Scott's got to align the stars. FICO cultivates data without borders. Scott has a PhD in theoretical physics from Duke University, and he's formed a team of 70 more people with PhDs. Together, they generate the world's de facto system for detecting fraudulent card transactions. You, I, and most people with payment cards are relying on them. Scott's anti-fraud operation isn't what FICO's most widely known for. Along with another one of his teams, Scott oversees this country's most famous deployed model, the FICO credit score. Your FICO score determines your power to borrow. It's the most widely used credit score in the United States, employed by the vast majority of banks and credit granters. It's a household name, and many understandably feel that their FICO score is a central part of their identity as a customer. But FICO's fraud detection, which is normally invisible to us as consumers, affects us much more often. Named Falcon, this product is the biggest part of FICO's software business and affects most of us almost every day, every time you use your card. FICO evaluates financial power by day and fights financial crime by night. To meet this responsibility, it's important that the Falco team gets the data it needs, some long, wide, and labeled data. To do so, it collects data from across a global network of banks. This reliance on inter-enterprise data collected from multiple companies is atypical. Ordinarily, an ML project serves only the enterprise running the project. For such a project, internal data suffices, since the company has been tracking the very operations that the project aims to improve. In contrast, FICO isn't a bank. It doesn't process card transactions. Rather, it holds a rare, globally central and trusted role across banks. In 1992, Falcon was born of a radical move by a small group of banks. They decided to cooperate rather than only compete. At the time, a tremendous portion of all credit card transactions, almost 1%, were fraudulent. The fraud rate was only growing and threatening the entire industry. This looming crisis convinced financial institutions to overcome their raw capitalistic instincts and follow a call to arms for the universal good to collaborate to fight crime, improve transaction integrity, and cut losses. Led by a company called HNC Software, they joined their data together, thereby multiplying their power to train fraud detection models. 10 years later, FICO acquired HNC Software, and both Falcon and Scott Zoldy along with it. Since then, Falcon's consortium has grown to more than 9,000 banks globally, all continually sending in anonymized card transaction details. FICO receives about 20 billion records, amounting to terabytes of raw data each month, a petabyte every 5 years. Banks provide data to develop fraud. Oh, that's a caption. There's a figure, but you don't really need it. Continuing on, banks can't benefit from fraud without contributing to it. To be a FICO customer that uses Falcon, you must also join the consortium and share your data. Falcon has become so standard that, despite its cooperative nature, it's a competitive necessity. To hold their position in the payment card market, banks need Falcon's best-in-class fraud detection, which they can access only by cooperating. In the end, this levels the playing field. Even the smallest bank can deploy the very best fraud detection model. It's not over yet, labeling the data. In addition to tons of examples, Falcon's training data needs another ingredient, labels that correspond with the model's intended output. Each example transaction it makes for a row of data is incomplete until designated as either fraudulent or not fraudulent. Those labels will guide model training to do its job, generate a model that can discern positive cases from negative cases. Only humans can provide the labels. For detection, we don't get to benefit from the time will tell, from this concept of time will tell, as we do when predicting a future event. Time has told whether a user responded when shown a certain ad, or whether a debtor has defaulted. In those cases, we get the label for free. But for detecting a qualitative attribute for each case, such as whether it's fraudulent, each training example's label can only be determined by a person. Manually labeling is labor-intensive and expensive. The expense especially racks up when it requires subject matter experts, such as doctors, for establishing whether each example indicates a certain medical diagnosis. On the other hand, problems that don't require special expertise, such as labeling traffic lights with images for an autonomous driving project, can be outsourced on crowd labor platforms like Amazon Mechanical Turk for as little as a penny per case. But there's a dark side. Their largely unregulated working conditions, quote, offer a bleak glimpse of what could come for a growing digital underclass, unquote, according to Vocative. Marketplace calls this, quote, the new factory floor of the digital age, unquote. To make matters worse, fraud detection requires an immense number of labeled transactions because positive ones are rare. If the fraud rate is 0.1% and is 0.1% and you want the data to include at least 10,000 positive cases, then you need to label 10 million cases as to whether each is positive or negative. Don't fret. Falcon's training data manages to sidestep this costly bottleneck by relying on what consumers do naturally. With card fraud, if the consumer sees an erroneous charge, they complain. We cardholders and our banks are, in effect, already doing all the grunt work to label many cases of fraud in the course of just living our lives. A key reason that this approach works is that with card fraud, banks can afford to learn the hard way. Since the detection system is imperfect, it allows some fraudulent transactions to go through. This generates a positive training case if the cardholder later complains about the unauthorized charge, even though it's then typically too late to prevent the fraudster's crime. The cost is absorbed by the bank, but the overall cycle is economically satisfactory. No humans were substantially harmed in the process of this data creation. In other domains, you can't do it that way. The missed uncaught cases, false negatives, aren't nearly as allowable for an autonomous vehicle that would drive through a red light or a medical system that would miss a diagnosis. In those domains, you often can't avoid the need for additional manual work labeling many examples. This organic labeling process for fraud detection, wherein people are essentially following the money, prioritizes bigger cases of fraud over smaller cases. FICO treats only adjudicated frauds as positive cases, where the cardholder has formally certified that the transaction was fraudulent, whether it was them or the bank who noticed it in the first place. This means that suspected cases that never get adjudicated aren't labeled as positive in the training data, even if the bank had to write off the charge. Since folks tend to bother with adjudication more for larger value cases of fraud, lower cost fraud is less often correctly labeled and is therefore effectively deprioritized by Falcon's model. And that's tolerable since the false negative cost is lower for them. On top of this manual labeling, many other positive cases are passively labeled. Those that Falcon has spotted automatically. A bank using Falcon blocks an attempted fraudulent transaction, and the cardholder might never even hear about it. This is an almost circular process, since that positive example will then serve to train an updated model for Falcon, which identified the positive case in the first place. However, once again, natural cardholder reactions help correct the data. If Falcon was wrong, if it's a false positive, then the cardholder whose legitimate attempt to transact was blocked will often take action to get it approved, and the case will wind up as a negative in the training data. In that way, what the model got wrong will serve to improve the next version of the model. Altogether, this provides plenty of positive examples for Scott's team. The number of labeled cases of fraud that they end up with approaches 1 million. FICO Falcon fights fraud fantastically. I consider Falcon one of the most... I consider Falcon one of the world's most successful and widely impactful commercial deployments of ML. It screens all the transactions for 2.6 billion payment cards worldwide. That's two-thirds of the world's cards, including about 90% of those in the US and the UK. 17 of the top 20 international credit card issuers, all of the United States' 100 largest credit card issuers, and 95 of the United States' top 100 financial institutions use Falcon. Since its introduction, Falcon has reduced card fraud losses by more than 70% in the United States, with the U.S. currently suffering around $10 billion in annual fraud losses. That reduction is saving the country alone something in the vicinity of $20 billion per year. For a detailed example, stepping through the arithmetic to show how much money a bank might save by deploying a fraud detection model, see my MIT Sloan Management Review article, What Leaders Should Know About Measuring AI Project Value, which I will link in the show notes. For more reading on payment card fraud detection in general, and FICO Falcon in particular, see this collection of citations, and I will link to that, which is the citations for chapter 4 of my book, The AI Playbook, but it's available as a PDF online for free. So, thanks for listening. This article has been excerpted from the book, The AI Playbook, Mastering the Rare Art of Machine Learning Deployments, or you can get information about the book at bizml.com. That's bizml.com. The excerpt is with permission of the publisher, MIT Press, and it's the product of my work while I held a one-year position as the Bodily Bicentennial Professor in Analytics at the UVA Darden School of Business. Thanks very much for listening, and have a good day.